Podbot Door AI. If your auto insurance company refuses to pay or stops paying no-fault benefits related to short-term memory loss following a car accident in which you were injured and which may be ongoing, you can sue for non-medical bills. Care, medical mileage, replacement services, and lost wages because your injuries prevented you from returning to work. Your doctor may examine you for conditions that cause reversible memory loss. A number of prescription and over-the-counter medications can interfere with or cause memory loss. Many medical problems can cause memory loss or other dementia-like symptoms. Memory loss can be caused by a variety of diseases and conditions that can worsen if left untreated. When to see a doctor? See a doctor if memory loss interferes with daily activities, threatens your safety, gets worse, or is accompanied by other physical symptoms. Talk to your doctor to determine if problems with memory and other cognitive problems, such as the ability to think clearly and learn, are normal and what might be causing them. Tips for dealing with forgetfulness. People with some forgetfulness can use a variety of techniques that can help them stay healthy and cope with changes in memory and intelligence. There may be habits and behaviors you can change and actions that will help you retain your memory and thinking skills. Anything that affects thinking, learning, or memory can affect memory, and the list is long. Memory problems and other thinking problems have many possible causes, including depression, infections, or medication side effects. In other cases, the problem is an irreversible brain disease, such as Alzheimer's. To determine the cause, your doctor will ask you whether the problem comes on suddenly or slowly. The brain regions involved in memory vary depending on the type of memory you form and the duration of the memory. However, long-term memory affects many areas of the brain, and damage to many different parts of the brain can lead to amnesia. Memory loss may be limited to an inability to recall recent events, events in the distant past, or a combination of the two. However, memory problems can be a sign of a more serious diagnosis, such as Alzheimer's disease or dementia. During a doctor's visit, he or she may perform tests and evaluations, which may include brain scans, to determine the source of memory problems. He or she may also order blood tests and brain imaging tests, which can help identify reversible causes of memory problems and dementia-like symptoms. They may consult with people who know you to find out how your memory works in everyday life. Your doctor can assess your memory by talking to you and seeing how well you encode the information they give you, or how well you remember past information. There are tests to determine the degree of memory impairment and diagnose the cause. Your doctor can help you find community resources and organizations, such as the Alzheimer's Association, to help you manage memory loss and other symptoms of dementia. Listen to our help sheet for a summary of the signs and symptoms of dementia. The word dementia is a general term used to describe a range of symptoms, including impaired memory, reasoning, speech, and other thinking abilities. A tumor or infection in the brain can cause memory problems or other dementia-like symptoms. Short-term memory problems, a symptom of dementia, can progress to long-term memory loss as the condition worsens. Patients lose the ability to form memories over a period of time, which varies from person to person. Severe traumatic events can cause memory loss, and difficulty concentrating and remembering can be symptoms of anxiety and depression, especially in older adults. People with dementia may also experience behavioral problems and mood swings. While schizophrenia often causes hallucinations and delusions, it can also cause short- and long-term memory problems. However, memory may improve if other existing problems, such as depression or thyroid problems, are addressed. Over time, memory may improve on its own or with recovery. Medications for related problems such as anxiety, depression, or sleep disturbances can help manage memory loss after a stroke. When it comes to properly diagnosing the cause of short-term memory loss after a car accident, the sooner a person receives proper diagnostic tests and treatment for these symptoms, the sooner they can rule out a potentially life-threatening injury. The sooner you can
determine whether your memory loss is an independent disease or a symptom of a traumatic brain injury, the sooner you can receive the treatment needed to begin the recovery process. If you have typical age-related memory loss, several techniques can help you improve your ability to retain new information and skills. You've probably heard stories about people with extraordinary memories and wondered how they do it. One way to help remember names is to create an association with the first few letters. He describes amnesia, in which it is impossible to recall memories that formed before the event that caused the amnesia. Retrograde amnesia. People with this type of memory loss lose or forget memories that were formed before the onset of a traumatic event, such as an accident. This alcohol-induced syndrome includes severe anterograde amnesia, or the ability to form new memories. This is usually the result of normal changes in brain structure and function, not dementia, Alzheimer's disease, or other brain problems. These changes are often signs of mild forgetfulness, usually a normal part of aging rather than serious memory problems. Few people have memories before the age of 3 or 5 because the areas of the brain that support memory are still developing. Memory is the ability to retain and recall past information. It usually affects recently stored past memories rather than memories from several years ago. You block personal information and traumatic events from your memory. Some people try to hide memory problems, and some relatives or friends compensate for a person's memory loss, sometimes not realizing how well they have adapted to the deterioration. In other people, memory loss does not progress much and they do not develop the full range of symptoms associated with dementia. Many older people worry about their memory and other thinking skills. Others include forgetting important dates or events, repeating the same questions over and over again, and an increasing need to rely on memory aids or family members for things they used to manage. Alone, sometimes forgetting names or appointments, but remembering them later. They may ask a family member, friend, or doctor to remind them if they fear they will forget. Alzheimer's disease. Alzheimer's disease impairs memory and affects thinking, judgment, and the ability to learn, communicate, and perform everyday functions. At the same time, repeated blows to the head, such as with boxing or football, can lead to progressive memory loss and other cognitive problems. It may also indicate that the person has suffered a traumatic brain injury that requires immediate medical attention.
This was Memory Lost, by the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, and this was episode number 1460. My name is Lisa Reed, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.